Welcome back to Loudmouth, the podcast with three loud dudes scream in the very hot rooms. I fucked up that intro, but I'm here with FPS Diesel.
Hi.
And Quite. And I'm Brandon. And today, the first question for the podcast I have for you two is, a lamp genie has given you two choices. Take $1 million right now, or receive $100 every time you masturbate from now on. Which one do you choose and why? Go.
Okay, Quite, go first.
$100 every time I masturbate.
Why?
I don't know. Just seems like it'd have more at the end of the day.
Well, okay, hold on. So you're telling me you jerk off enough times to produce $1 million in how short of a time?
Well, let's do the math. Like, that's $1 million that I'm probably going to burn through irresponsibly because bad habits. But $100, let's do the math. So $1 million divided by 100, right? I only have to nut 10,000 times.
That's a lot of nuts.
Okay, so how many times do you realistically have to nut in that period of time?
Okay, you know what? I think I might change my answer to $1 million because I don't think I could do 10,000 nuts.
I mean, I think it... Well, you will. Well, you'll accumulate
over
it over
a lifetime,
time.
Yeah. But it's like, I could be making more if I just invested that $1 million in the right place.
Well, think about it this way. If you nut twice a day every day for an entire year, like, you're getting
still
there.
I'm still not even a tenth done.
Yeah, but no, like,
I would totally take the $100 because the $1 million could just disappear, right? But you can always get more money. Like, let's say you need $100. Like, let's say you're a restaurant, right? You need $100.
You know what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm with you now.
Just, you know what? I'm just like, it's like, fuck, I didn't bring any money. You just hop in the bathroom and just rub one out real fast.
Yeah, I don't know how many of you can nut in the back of a Cracker Barrel, okay?
I haven't tried in the back of a Cracker Barrel, but.
If I needed money, I'd do it because it's like, I would definitely rather pick the $100 every time you masturbate.
I mean, yeah, is that basically self-prostitution?
No, you're getting...
I mean, wait. No. Maybe God's paying you. God's watching you jerk off.
Why was the trigger action masturbation? Why not, like, something, like, equally as, like,
weird?
What, shitting?
Yeah, why not?
Because I can masturbate more than I can shit.
Bro, you just gotta eat a lot of fiber.
Just use the $100 to buy laxatives.
No, I don't want to be pooping is not as enjoyable as jerking
Brandon,
off.
Where did you
so
steal this
really
from?
Yeah.
Brandon, where did you steal this from?
Reddit. What'd you think?
I don't know. I haven't been on Reddit.
Like, where else would it have come from?
King Anna's playing Counter-Strike.
Look, damn. I'm just saying, receiving $100 every time you masturbate is like getting an extra reward on top of getting an
orgasm. You
know what?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm sticking with my original answer.
Like, yeah, that makes, like, orgasm 100 times better because you get a dollar
for it. You could also make, like, up to $300 a day, depending. Like, some people could probably push it to $7.
You could
but,
push that, yeah.
They're weird. People who, you know, do it 7 times a day are weird.
Bro, that's, like, the thing is, though, like, if you could do that, that's, like, the most stable income in the world.
Because you can always do it. I mean, yeah. your dick stops working.
How much would you make a year if it, like, here, let me do the math real quick. Let's say you did it 3 times a day, right? 3, 6, 5. You'd make $100,000 a year jerking off.
And that takes, I mean, I don't know about you, but that takes me barely any time. So, like,
that is a long-term investment right there, okay? That is totally
when
worth
you wake up before
dollars.
You go to bed and one at lunch.
What happens if you just, like, don't, like, work then? What are you going to do about income? Like, your dick just stops working.
I mean, you got
Viagra.
All this, save your money, dude.
Just buy Viagra.
Buy Viagra? I don't know how Viagra works. I don't know if it just
makes
your dick
hard. I don't trust that
or
stuff.
Makes, like,
well,
your
if
dick
you take
ejaculate.
Enough, your dick will stay hard forever.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're gonna come.
Brandon, I think that might just kill you.
Okay, I've never understood this. If, like, a Viagra's like, please seek medical attention.
Have you ever watched a Viagra commercial where they're just like, if you've had an erection longer than 4 hours, see your doctor. Like, clearly there's a symptom of having an erection longer than 4 hours.
Okay, look, if I have an erection that's lasting more than 4 hours, you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm using all 4 of those hours.
If you have an erection that lasts for, like, longer than 4 hours, though, like, with the blood that's in your dick, like, do you need that somewhere else?
Your head.
I mean, like, as long as your dick's not so big you pass out every time you get erect.
Oh, I don't have any issues then.
Wait, what was the world record? Wait, what was that one dude who, like, died jerking off how many times a day? Like,
I forgot.
It was a lot.
It was like 27. One second. Man.
Really? I thought it was like 30
something.
How does that kill you, though? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, no, it was 62 times. Okay, so, like, let's say if you go to 61, right? Let's say you go to 61, and that's, like, the cat to death.
I think once you reach 30, you're already pushing it. Like, you're
pushing,
bro, like,
your
that
luck. Dude just had, like, ultimate stamina.
You,
like,
could make $6,000 a day if you could jerk off 61 times.
You know how frequently you have to jerk off?
Hey,
dude, it's a full 8-hour workday. Come on, man.
This was in 2013. Actually, this was this year. This was this year, February. Man dies after masturbating 62 times straight on Valentine's.
Did he? Wait, why did he die? Was it the drugs that he took to let him do it, or like what?
He didn't take any drugs. He just kept going. That's why he died.
I'm reading the article now.
Wait, how does that kill you?
This happens all the time.
No, listen to this. David's mother told reporters 1 hour since I had called him out for lunch. Wait. David was the kind boy to steal food off your plate when you weren't looking. I knew something was wrong when he didn't come out to eat. He was a great kid. So this mom found a kid just dead from fucking masturbation. It's awful.
Oh my god!
You just die of like. First of all, that crime scene must have looked like a mess. Second of all,
oh my god, dude, holy shit, this is gruesome. Holy fuck.
How long until you think he just like ran out of nut?
Well, listen. Well, clearly his dick gave out. His dick was detached from his body.
What? Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh.
He was left-handed. They found his dick gripped in his left hand so tightly they couldn't get it out.
Rigor mortis. I feel awful for laughing at this, but it's like. Diesel, dude, if somebody listens to this in the car, Diesel's laugh is so infectious it's gonna make them crash.
Oh my god.
Wait, okay, no. Like, all I can think is, like, what, he was, like, nutting and he just ripped it out?
Yeah! Like, his nuts were so intense, he ripped off his dick and died.
That's fucking metal, dude.
Like, what was the cause of death? Was it shock?
I don't know.
From the pain?
It literally just says, like, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to find the cause of death. It just says, well, okay, listen to this line of the article. It is speculated that he was suffering from depression due to being extremely lonely on Valentine's Day. And then he jerked off 62 times. I'm trying to find the cause of death, but like it doesn't really say. It just says
we can only speculate. Like
it just says the young man was on his bed, his penis was detached from his body. It must have been so intense it just came off his body. Oof. We found his
and
penis
what, he died
in his
instantly
left hand.
Upon ripping his phallus off his body.
Maybe he bled out.
I mean, that would make sense. If his dick came off while he had a boner, like yeah, like that shit just comes flooding out. Yeah.
So then he just immediately passed out from blood loss.
This was in South Africa. Oh. All these stories are not in America.
I've heard of stories like this from America too.
I've heard. Well, I mean, the next one's a Brazilian teenager dies after masturbating 42 times.
Why are they jerking off so much, man? Guys, stop jerking
off.
They're
lonely.
Dude, it's because they get $100 each time they do it.
They made the deal with the devil.
Like, I feel bad laughing at this kind of stuff, but like this, like the headline is just so fucking funny.
I don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad. It's a fucking ridiculous way to die.
It is, but like, it's still tragic.
Like,
well, death is sad, but it's funny how they died, you know?
Dude, the headline is literally like, man dies after jerking off 62 fucking times. How can you not laugh at that?
I'm not saying you can't, because you definitely cannot, like, you can't not laugh. Wait, you can't not laugh at that shit. But still, like, I feel a little bad. But still, it's funny.
I've had moments in
my life where I was lonely, but like,
did you masturbate to death?
No,
okay,
I don't
so
know
the,
how
so
you're
guy,
that lonely that you do.
The guy
that.
Who went 42 times died from what's speculated to be lack of food or water.
Oh, okay.
so that guy died a normal death. But 62 times, he probably died from just ripping his dick off.
Oh, that's metal. Yeah. He could have kept going if he had not ripped his wiener off. I guess by that logic.
Bro, like, fucking imagine, that would...
Like dude, I guess he stopped for water breaks.
Like, how the fuck would you, like... How would you be able to, like, go that long and to rip your dick off and be okay with it?
It gets boring when you're pushing really high numbers like that. Like...
Yeah, like...
You're not even gonna feel it anymore.
Yeah, it's just gonna be pain. It's like, what the fuck?
You know when Joker has a gun and it goes, like, bang? Like, with the little sign? That's what his dick was at the end.
It just...
Just bang.
What the fuck? How do you rip your... That's disgusting. Just like, it's just, oh my god.
No, you know
how
that,
the fuck do you do that?
The, there's a video of, like, the black guy, and it's, like, loud orgasm. Like, you can look it up on YouTube. It's, like, a meme video.
So I should look up black guy loud orgasm?
I swear to god, that's a meme. Where, you know where he's yelling? Quackity's
used the sound effect. Well, it came up with porn websites.
No, Quackity's used the sound effect of the guy,
oh,
like, yelling.
Oh, wait. I got, wait, that's an orgasm sound?
Yes.
Oh.
So, like, he makes that sound and just, rips it clean off.
And he dies.
But, yeah, I didn't know that was until I stumbled across it one day. Though I was looking for sound effects for a video.
So, I mean, like, if that dude made the deal with the devil of, you know, receiving $100 every time he jerked off, his mom had $6,000 from his death.
Well, that's pretty fucking cheap.
Yeah.
That means he was worth $6,000.
He ripped his dick off for $6,000.
He died a rich man.
Have you seen that old video from the BME Pain Olympics where the guy, like,
please stop. I know this website.
Okay, so that's a fake video. Did you know that?
Wait, what video? Okay.
I don't know what specific video you're talking about, but I know what website you're talking about, and I know for a fact everything on there is fucking disgusting.
Wait, which okay, wait, what okay, website? Okay, what website? Okay. What website?
So this is like, it's part of a competition where people kind of like push the boundaries on their body. It's kind of like
basically they'll put a staple gun through their dick.
Okay, but
post
what
it
website?
On video.
You've never seen this video, the BME Pain Olympics.
Oh, that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but the one where the guy, like, smashes his testes with, like, a mallet and, like, chops his dick off, that didn't happen. So that's a fake video, if you've ever seen it. It's from the early days of the internet, you know, where you go to pirate a movie and you get this weird video where this guy chops his wiener off.
When all those fucking weird-ass websites were super prominent.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're just, like, buried.
You'll never find stuff like that on the internet these days, but those are, like, you can still find the shock videos. I feel like part of the internet mystery is gone, then.
But, like, it was the Pain Olympics. Oh, yeah, wait. Actually, no. You'd be able to find it, but you probably wouldn't be able to find it through the Google search engine. You'd probably have to use Bing, because Google filters a lot.
Use Bing to search up violent, violent porn.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, Bing search engine's awful anyways. Like, you'd probably search something super family-friendly up and just get, like, I don't know, Pain Olympics. Like, it's an awful fucking search engine.
Regular Olympics.
Yeah. Just be... You look up, man dies from jerking off, and it just comes up to the Olympics.
It interprets jerking off as beef jerky. Like, someone chokes on beef jerky, and that's another
God fucking damn it. Okay, I think we've talked enough about masturbation and money. Now, let's talk about something completely fucking unrelated. let's talk about Roblox politics. The teaser. So I know Quite knows about this because I showed him some of the things. But Deezer, do you have any idea what like Roblox politics is?
I've heard that there. I've seen the Twitter accounts of nations that exist in Robloxia, but I don't pay attention.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a whole ecosystem of nations in Roblox, right? And they all work on Twitter. And basically, there's like it's just an entire ecosystem. Like, there's the independent Roblox edition, there's CNN Roblox edition, there's the White House Roblox edition. Like, all this shit exists. And this is gonna be like a segment we're gonna do, maybe recurring, maybe not. We'll see. Where we just kind of go over what's happening in the world of Roblox, because some of it is ridiculous. Like, for example, in the UK, in Roblox, the Labour Party has withdrawn from the national government, and there's like an official like fucking. Like,
notice of withdrawal from the national government.
There's an official notice. I just linked it in chat. It's
Department
like, it's all
for
nice
Culture,
looking.
Media, and Sport. Dear Prime Minister, I am writing to inform you that I have concluded that we can no longer operate as the junior partner in your national government. Parliament is in dire need of an effective and efficient opposition, and I feel it is of greater benefit for us to step up and take more responsibility in our position as His Majesty's official opposition for the sake of resignations of a few of us. And so it even has like a fucking signature.
The signature is like the dude's username, and I can't read it, but
it's like
Karanka
123 or something.
Yeah, Karanka 123 is his fucking username. It's the
Secretary of State for Culture, Media, and Sport, leader of the Labour Party. This is
and
too
then,
good.
And then the Labour Party won the Australian election in Roblox. And then we also have the leader of Korea. In Roblox is saying June 8th, the rebirth of Korea is happening on June 8th. I don't know how to pronounce the name. Diesel, you want to give it a try? That's his name.
Kim Il-hyung.
Yeah, that's a. Kim Il-hyung. I don't know. I don't speak Korean. I'm
Kim
sorry.
Il-hyung.
And Kim's pinned tweet is: a peaceful community starts with peaceful people. In order to achieve peaceful community, everyone must first each peace themselves.
Must first reach peace themselves.
It doesn't say reach. Okay. First much peach themselves. Yeah, so basically there's an entire sub-community on Roblox with just political like nations and things like that, and there's like actual politics to it. Like, for example, the White House for Roblox made a tweet saying the SWAT arrested 30 plus criminals and gang members.
Damn, that's better than real American police force.
The White House Roblox.
Yeah, the White House Roblox. And then Kim also tweeted, I can't help but laugh at those who attempt to educate me on the DPRK, yet they get every single one of their facts wrong. Here's some examples. DPRK is communist. No, it's just, wait, I can't read that word.
DJT Roblox, or DJT Roblox, Bruce T. Wayne. 46th President of the United States, personal account, 19, politically active.
No, I'm reading Kim's tweet from the Korean leader in Roblox.
I was reading this fucking like Bruce Wayne Roblox president thing. I was confused.
Oh, the okay. Roblox president?
Well, it's the people running these accounts, are they children?
No, they can't be.
They're
no,
very they well be. Versed in politics, and it's clearly like the most in-depth role play I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
But like the language is like actual government stuff.
Yeah. Like
this is
really
strange.
Like, yeah, and then, like, the 18th president of the Roblox US tweeted that, wouldn't have been able to access anything beyond the server's name, whether you own it or not, nothing more, nothing less, and it would have only been used to field people for jobs in the intelligence community. Most spies don't use Roblox groups for organization. That's an actual tweet from the Roblox fucking president, so...
The Roblox president is named Timothy Geithner. What is this?
He's the Roblox president. Respect.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they have like an election cycle too.
I mean, I'd assume so. They run parallel to their real world counterparts.
Yeah, there's also a Discord, which I'm probably gonna join to see like what happens in there.
Please link me. I want to check that out.
I definitely want to like go into this more and like.
Oh, Brandon, you should
just really
have a
funny
Discord.
Shit.
Fuck.
We should make our own country and like. Become like just an authoritarian leader in Roblox politics.
That's like a lot of like effort though. Like this, what I just showed you is only scraping the surface.
Like
I don't
these
know.
Guys are like dedicated to their fucking craft. We do not have time for that, Diesel. We do not have the dedication or willpower that these guys
do. We don't have time to go home and just be like, I'm gonna go run my Roblox nation. Like we don't have time to
like this. Like they're actually running fucking nations here. Like this is like more than just roleplay at the moment. Like these are they're fucking like they're managing entire economies.
I would prefer if a new world order took over all of the Roblox nations and caused some absolute havoc. I think it'd be very funny. It's a very interesting like simulation of real world politics. This is like one of the longest form running like experiments basically on what politics works like on such a small scale. I think you could actually learn like something about politics by looking at this, which is really funny.
My Roblox.
Yeah, Roblox fucking politics. Like, I definitely want to look more into that and update with some like interesting shit. That'd be really funny because it'd be like, I'd love to see like, Roblox North Korea starts war with Roblox China or something like that. So I think that'd be really funny. But like, they're probably not actually kids because there's a new. Privacy policy, that privacy policy update you've been getting everywhere. Twitter's now banning users that are under the age of 16.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
So, and that's something to do with the laws in the EU, I believe, because they need to abide by it, like, on a global scale. So, like, if you're 16 or under 16, you have a Twitter account, and don't put your age in your bio, because that's apparently how they're finding people. Because people are putting, like, 14 in their bio or something, and then they're getting banned. So, even if their age is a lie on it. So, just don't tell them your age.
Wait, so, like, the new age to have a Twitter account is fucking 16? It's not 13 anymore?
Yeah, due to laws in the EU or something
that's
like that.
Weird.
I think it's the EU. But
that's
like,
the reason all the privacy policies are getting updated, too, right? The EU?
Yeah, yeah. Because they set a precedent, and then the other countries have to follow because they operate in both. So we're stuck following their rules. I mean, like, it's probably a good thing. I don't know much about it. Do you know about it, Diesel?
All I saw was Ryan Johnson tweet out a Star Wars title crawl that was just an update to the privacy policy.
Well, we're all in the dark there, but
I'm
yeah,
just seeing
so,
privacy policy memes all over the place.
Yeah, because it's fucking everywhere.
Like, I mean, with what happened with Facebook,
Fortnite
a lot
privacy
of people,
policy update.
Like, a lot of people were updating their privacy policies to avoid what's happening with Mark Zuckerberg, or, like, you know, with the stuff that's happening in the EU right now, they've been moving towards more, like, just ways to keep themselves safer from the EU government with their, like, the legality. Because, you know, you need a license to use your porn websites now. Or is that just England? Either or, you shouldn't be charged to go use porn websites.
I feel like that was proposed in a state.
No, you have to, don't take this as, like, fact. I just remember reading somewhere that it's, like, you need to go to a gas station to purchase, like, a card to use.
I don't think,
like,
it's England. I think
sites.
It was a state.
Was it a state? I don't
I'm
think it was a
sure,
state. There's no way in hell.
I don't
no,
think it passed,
I'm pretty sure
but it was
state.
Proposed in a state. It might have been Rhode Island, actually. Once
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah,
Rhode,
yeah, Rhode
Island
was, like, the fucking state that they got a shit ton of, like, backlash for.
Let me make sure before you call them the communist hole.
Oh, excuse me. I retract my former statement.
Oh, no,
I
it was Rhode
Island.
Island
people.
It was Rhode Island.
Never mind. I retract that statement.
Rhode
I
Island
retract
wants
my
to
retraction.
Apply. Rhode Island wants you to apply and pay $20 to look at porn.
No.
Why do you have to apply? What the fuck?
We gotta make sure you're approved to look at titties.
Yeah, like what happens if you're denied? Like, will you get arrested if you look at porn?
Sorry, your license to use porn has been denied. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Why do you need to apply? What do you need to do? What are you gonna do with porn? Huh? What are you gonna do with Pornhub? Like a
expose,
Pornhub
membership? Be a child that gets exposed to it.
Okay.
Or something gay.
I mean,
Kids are exposed to, like, everything in middle school to, like, freshman year. Like, I think that's when, like, most of the exposure to, like, the adult world happens.
I mean, when I was, like, 13, 14, I just looked up, like, big boobs on Google, and then my world changed forever.
Can't say my experience was exactly the same, but I get it.
Yeah, so, God.
I don't know. I feel like that world shift is kind of, like, necessary, though. Like, kids being
shelved totally. It's 100% necessary. You need the, like, that's one of the reasons why it's so good to go to, like, a public school when you're young, because you're with your peers, and it's like, they'll culture you and you'll culture them based off
I mean,
of what you know.
I went to Catholic school, so, you know, I was only around white Catholic people.
You were hardcore, dude.
It was pretty, so obviously I'm a militant atheist now, but
I feel like that's what most of the time would happen.
You either become super religious or super not religious. I don't really give a shit. Some people think I'm not joking, but it's a joke. I just do not care.
Yeah, so Diesel, you can go on your rant about Rhode Island now.
Yeah, Rhode Island, free the porn. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to do that. I am now going to run for Rhode Island Supreme Chancellor. I am the Senate.
Is that all you have to say?
Well, what else do I got to say? Stop keeping porn from my people.
Okay, so speaking of porn, we have Mr. Beast being homophobic.
That is not related.
that might be the worst segue. Like, that's probably the worst one.
No, we've had worse. No,
I disagree. That was probably the worst one.
No, we've had worse.
In my opinion, that was the worst one.
Okay, so basically, Mr. Beast has been accused of being a homophobe based off of some, you know, slurs and quote-unquote offensive jokes, right? And the whole article is basically like, hey, Mr. Beast does all those great things. He gives away money to people. But then they're like, but wait, he said words. And, like, basically they go on to slander him. Can I say that word without getting demonetized? I don't think I can.
I don't know if you can.
Only the gays are allowed to say
I might
say
be able to. I don't know.
Well, I said demonetized.
Oh, demonetized?
I didn't say demonized. I mean, maybe... What about both? What about both? I'll just say the F word that starts with an A.
Look, just for money's sake, don't say it. But second of all, I don't think words have power, and anybody should be allowed to say anything there.
Yeah, agreed. But basically, he said the F word that starts with an A to the same person twice in a joking manner. And actually, it was an inside joke, by the way. Henry knows the person that he was calling it. And it's an inside joke, like, they would do it in calls, so it's really dumb, They also accused Jimmy of, which is Mr. Beast. They're like, hey, it's homophobic because he wore a shirt saying, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
That's fucking hilarious.
They called that homophobic. So they also said it was homophobic to say, quote unquote, window, like this window is gay, or like Windows is gay or something. That was a tweet he made. So, like, this whole article is just a fucking joke. That's the best way to put it. Anything else? Any of you have anything to say besides that?
Shit, article. Watch my video.
Bad.
Go watch your video. Is that it?
Yeah. Mine should be up. Watch mine instead.
Watch both of ours.
Mine first.
No.
Nah,
mine is already up. Go watch
it.
Most people, okay. Everybody's already seen yours, Diesel.
Lead us into a completely unrelated topic to Mr. Beast and homophobia.
All right, so you guys were kids once, right?
No.
Never. I was born a pair of sunglasses. I was born a Patrick Minion. That, like, you know what that fucking mini reminds me of? It reminds me of the picture of, like, Patrick with Homer's head.
Okay, so for those of you at home, Brandon's profile picture on Discord is a minion from Despicable Me, but it's dressed as Patrick and looks like Patrick, so it's pink and has Patrick's
pants. It's a pink minion, but with, like, Patrick pants. That's pretty much what it is.
Yes.
It's disturbing, but I love it.
It's amazing.
So, the Minions is a movie from our childhood, or... I guess
no one is not.
It was not.
No, it is not.
I meant the kids these days. It'll be a movie from their childhood.
Yeah, no. The movies I had when I was a child was like Jimmy Neutron the movie and SpongeBob.
Hell yeah, the
movie.
The fucking guys, the Fairly Odd Parents, fucking Jimmy Neutron crossovers were the shit. The Ben 10 live action movies.
Ew,
I did see that.
Awful.
I did not see that, but that sounds fucking awful.
They were fantastic. SpongeBob movie.
I thought
Shrek.
You were going to say fan-made. I'm like, that explains.
They look like fan-made projects. That's how bad they
they're,
are.
They're from 2005. Kill cut them a slack.
What? Oh, genuine movie I watched as a child, The Incredibles, which we should
yes.
see
yes.
this June. Just saying. Because it comes out. Actually, it comes out on my birthday, I think, the 21st.
We should see it. We should see it when we're all together.
Mistaken. How are you going to see it? You're in your box.
Well, I mean, the box does what it wants,
just
man.
Just take the
yeah,
box
like,
and put
we'll
it
hope,
somewhere
we'll,
bro,
listen,
it comes out June 15th. What movie comes out on my birthday?
Listen, we'll hope that the box is like where, like puts me where you guys are in whatever time. It's got a mind of its own.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. No, when I was talking about movies from our childhood, you know what I watched last night?
What?
Digimon the movie. Have you guys ever seen that?
I wasn't in Digimon as a kid. I was always Pokemon.
Do you know what Digimon are, Brandon?
I have a vague idea. When I hear Digimon, I think of basically a Hillary Clinton version of Pokemon.
A Hillary, like
wrong,
what do you
mean? Wrong. That's not true.
What?
When I think Digimon, all I can think of is Renamon. That's the only one I know.
So like, you know, obviously like most of the stuff I grew up with from like when I was younger was like shit from the 90s, despite being born in like 98. It's just that my parents had a lot of old crap from like the 90s and stuff. So, you know, I'm a little more versed in old garbage, but, old garbage. God, that's pretty sad to say, but Digimon, the movie is so, it has aged so poorly. Oh my God.
Haven't most movies from that era aged poorly?
I mean, if your movie has like a pop punk soundtrack for no reason other than it was popular at the time, it is aged poorly, probably.
Bro, the Pokemon movies from back then are still fucking gold today.
Yeah, a lot of those have aged pretty well. But
especially the fucking Entei one.
God, no, the fucking first one with Mew and Mewtwo, that one aged really well.
Like fine wine.
The Digimon aged like smelly cheese.
I'm looking up Digimon.
Smelly cheese.
Yeah. So before
I know
the movie,
what this shit is.
Before Digimon the movie starts, there is basically a 5-minute short. It's an ad for another show on like Fox Kids.
It's an ad for Pokemon.
No, for Angela Anaconda, which was like this awful, awful paper cutout show. It was fucking ugly to look at, and the girl had the most annoying voice. Like, I actually think it was done to be, like, a parody of children's cartoons, but it's not. But then they, like, go to the Digimon movie, and it's pretty okay. But then you notice that it's actually three separate movies that they just stitched together into one American movie for theaters.
How long is it?
How long is it?
Like 3 or 4 hours?
No. Oh, God. I think I blow my brains out if it was 3 or 4 hours. It's like 90 minutes, like 120, like the minimum
30
for
minute
a theatrical
movies.
Release. Yeah, I think the first two were like 30 or 40 minutes, and the last one was like 90, and they chopped it down to 40 and made
what
it like one whole movie.
What defines a movie?
A theatrical release, I think, has to be 90 minutes or longer.
Okay.
So you can't be put in the theater unless it's 90 minutes or longer.
Okay.
Yeah. But Digimon, the movie, had like all the 90s crap, so, you know, they had like, God... Their like version of the internet and their computers were just like these bulky TVs. Oh my god. What else? They had these like ridiculous like ideas of what the internet would be in the future. And at one point in the movie, one of the kids like go into the computer and like fuses with his Digimon to give him the power to fight a virus.
What?
I mean, that's what happens in the show too. Like, they get transported into like the internet, basically, and walk around with their Digimon and solve digi problems.
That is such a 90s thing to do.
It's such a 90s thing to go into the internet and save the world.
Yeah, it really is.
Sounds like Sword Art Online.
What other movies did you guys watch? I remember The Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant was great.
I'm trying to think. Like, it's hard to, like, remember, but then, like, after the cast, we'll just be like, fuck, we watched that movie, too.
Yeah, the Rugrats movies.
I didn't really watch those.
I don't know if I watched those. I can't remember.
Those have actually aged pretty well, too.
A lot of animated stuff has, like, aged well. Bambi.
I'm trying to think of what CG stuff we watched as kids. Like, Incredibles was the big one. Monsters Inc.
Was fucking great.
Yes!
Toy Story.
What?
Toy Story.
Toy Story, yeah, all three.
See, you know what aged really well? Tarzan. God. The soundtrack of that movie
Lion
also
King.
Amazing.
That movie would, like, get shit on if it was released today.
What, Tarzan?
Yeah, it'd be called Sexist or something.
I could see that, actually. I love the music in that. That movie makes me cry.
Like, I think the movie's fine, but, like, I think it'd be shit on.
Lion King.
Oh, yeah, that. Can't forget that one.
AKA Black Panther, the prequel.
Do you Roblox remember Lion movie? King 1.5?
Yeah!
God.
I love that one. I love fucking...
The movie no one asked for.
It was great!
Wait, I don't know if I watched
agree.
That.
That was the one where it fills in the gap between 1 and 2. That
oh!
It was
I
so unnecessary, but it was so fucking good.
Why would they release this?
It was basically the equivalent of Solo.
No, nah, it was... I haven't seen Solo, so
their mistake is calling it 1.5. That's their mistake. Because the cover art looks awful. Like, it legit looks like they stuck a sticky note on the end of The Lion King and just wrote 1.5. Like, look at that.
It did. It fucking did. That was supposed to be the meme, I think, right?
Maybe? I don't know. That just looks bad.
Ooh, you know what was great? This one hasn't aged that well either, but the Goofy movie? Yeah! The Goofy
remember that,
movie was great.
Remember that BuzzFeed article from a while ago?
Yep.
You guys remember that fucking BuzzFeed article from a while ago? Like, the joke one that was like, fucking Goofy from the Goofy movie is hot now. Or Max.
Oh, Max?
Yeah, Max.
I don't think that was a joke article.
When that meme came... No, it wasn't a joke article. When that meme came out, the meme came out. Like, the meme of the
Oh, it was like him and Roxanne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly? Yeah. No, I'm not going to say that.
You were going to say, honestly, I'd smash. You were going to say that. You're a fucking furry. You're a fucking furry.
No, ew, no.
What do you mean? You're just saying...
Well, why is it ew? What's wrong with... Now you fucking, like, discriminating against furries, Diesel? What the fuck's wrong with you?
God, literally, Diesel.
There is no winning. I backed myself
Diesel,
into a corner.
Diesel, you like cat ears, and now... Like, what even... Is it a dog? Like,
yeah, they're all dogs. In
so
movie.
You want to fuck a dog and a
no.
girl with cat ears?
Oh, my God. You are... You know, it's a very 90s movie, the extremely goofy movie. It's
yeah,
an extreme
to
version.
Fucking topic. Try to change the topic here.
They skateboard in the second one. It's really edgy.
Can we get Diesel the furry in the comments? Thank you.
God, no. I'm going to get so much crap for that. Oh, my God.
You'll be fine.
This is Gorsh. Why I don't respond to tweets at me anymore.
Maybe you shouldn't have said, honestly, and then be like, nope, nope.
Was no getting out of it.
No, you could have filled something else in. You could have been like, honestly, it wasn't that good of a meme. Or something like that. But instead you're like, honestly, nope! No! Like, you
oh,
took that grade.
Oh my god. My career is over.
Career over.
God, I can't wait to get all these wonderful tweets. Fuck everything.
I want someone to draw Diesel's a furry. Stick figures accepted.
I swear to God.
Are there any other movies we've watched? Do you got any furry movies you could recommend from the '90s?
Lilo and Stitch is great.
Oh yeah, that was a movie.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
Did
fucking
it start as a movie and then become a show, or
the movie?
I think it started as a movie. Yeah, the movie was the fucking origin,
and then the movie did really well. I remember the movie was way better animated than the show.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's because like the budget was like all condensed into one product that was going to be commercially released.
Yeah.
Treasure Planet, which is highly underrated. I don't even know.
Atlantis.
Atlantis is also really amazing. There's a lot. I remember a Power Rangers straight to DVD movie. I think it was with the ones that were like firefighters and cops and all of that.
SPD?
No, not that one. No, there was an older version. I think it was called Power Rangers Rescue or Power Rangers. Oh god, I gotta look this up now.
Whatever happened to the Minecraft movie?
Is it still coming out? What happened to the Five Nights at Freddy's movie? I missed that.
Okay, how the fuck? Actually, they didn't have a better plotline for a movie than Minecraft.
Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
That's a there mouthful.
I know.
Oh, Lightspeed Rescue. Yeah.
I'm gonna look up Minecraft movie.
Dude, the fucking did you ever see the fucking crossover episode between the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers?
Yes,
it was great.
Okay, so guys, 3 days ago, 3 days ago, and then a year from now, so we'll be able to see Minecraft in theaters, apparently. May 24th, 2019.
It's still happening? How many times has it been delayed, if at all?
I'm not sure. I don't know why they're even making a Minecraft movie at this point. Like, they might as well just make a fucking Fortnite movie.
Hell yeah. Wait, no, that already exists. Brian Hugo.
Oh, that's true.
He made a Minecraft one, too.
They could literally just, like, put building and then have it all blocky and then just be like, Fortnite movie.
Fortnite movie. Wait, it's like imagine, like, they use real actors for a Minecraft movie. It's like, wait, what if we just change a couple things? It's Fortnite now.
Dude, what the fuck is the Minecraft movie even going to be?
Like, I'm killing the Ender Dragon? I don't know. It could be, like, a silent film kind of, like, experimental piece. I don't know.
Or, like, the Lego movie. I don't really know what they do.
It comes out in the Netherlands first, then Russia, then the Ukraine, Brazil, and then the UK and the US. That's the order. But, like, I don't know. That's so... The original title was just Minecraft. That's crazy.
MC Ride.
Man, that movie's gonna be shit. I have no faith in that movie, honestly.
It's gonna be great.
Apparently Solo's actually pretty good from what I've heard.
I'm seeing it tonight, so we'll find out.
Tired quite. How are you gonna see it when you're in your box?
I don't know.
The box told me.
I'll figure it out, Brandon.
Don't question the lore.
Don't question the box.
What lore? This isn't a lore, Diesel. This is my life.
Well, it's this backstory. After you say it, it's past tense, ergo lore.
You know, Diesel, you're an asshole.
Hey, you fought in the 41st millennium, okay, kid?
You literally trivialize every single aspect of my life, and you some kind of fucking joke to you.
Oh my god.
Your life is a joke.
Quite.
You said it yourself in my video, so.
I realized he was a hoodie when he fell in love with a crop top named Susie.
Okay, I don't think that's how that works. That's not how that works.
It was a tank top named Jim.
A tank top named Jim. You're like, ah, damn, Jim. No, it's not Jim, it's Jeff. Oh, man.
You make me hurt inside.
Okay, Diesel, you want to lead us into our
unfun topic? Let's go into a completely unfunny topic. So, recently this subscriber of mine had been leaving really long comments about this thing called Diamond Gate, right? So, for those of you that are unaware of what ElsaGate was, the gist of it was essentially these people were abusing YouTube's system to get all these children's videos that were not safe for children in front of children's eyes, and because they don't really know any better, they just let them run on autoplay, and you'd be exposing your kids to all these ridiculously strange and lewd or offensive videos that you really wouldn't want. And this person informed me of a subreddit called Diamond Gate, which is similar in that, you know, it's trying to remove provocative videos on YouTube. So the, like, what is Diamond Gate that they have at the top of their subreddit is to stop these, like, videos with girls, sometimes underage, partaking in lewd actions commonly found in softcore porn videos, with the videos using an innocent or common topic as a title or theme, sometimes catered to children, for example, Minecraft, to make them unsuspecting to the public eye without further investigation. Examples include Lego building guides with an underage girl wearing just underwear and a bra while rubbing Legos in their bra, Minecraft Let's Play that suddenly cuts to softcore porn. And yeah, so essentially this is a pretty huge deal. That's the short gist of it, is that these videos are showing up on YouTube and being, again, marketed to kids or just being on a website when they very clearly break the TOS on YouTube, and you know somebody should be picking up on them, but because of their titling and their tags, YouTube never sees them.
Yeah. So ElsaGate was especially bad because I don't know if this is related to this, but there's theories about ElsaGate where people were using the comment section with like code basically to communicate to potentially traffic kids. Like that was a theory. I don't know how well that holds up. I heard that it was basically 50-50, like it wasn't confirmed. So I don't know much about that, but like this also sounds just as bad, if not worse. And YouTube's not going to pick up on this anytime soon, because it's like the tagging they use and the titling and things like that. It's just, there's just nothing that you can really do to have a bot pick it up, you know, unless you're going to content ID the exact video, which you really can't do because they're not going to point you in the right direction to content ID it, you know? So it just comes down to people needing to report it and then YouTube needing to review the report. And I'm assuming YouTube probably has a priority system when it comes to reporting, and it's probably based off of how much traction videos are getting. I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying it's a possibility. But this definitely sounds just as bad, and this is definitely going to blow up at some point.
Yeah, like I'm looking at this like through some of these videos, and like one of the like more like looked at posts is help me crack this, and it's literally a 1 second video, and it's like a piece of paper with like a line of fucking code on it, and it's like if you go to the comments, like this dude responds to the people who say done with a Rocket Man protector out or something weird as shit.
That's
like I have no idea what this is supposed to lead to, because there's nothing explicit like in this video, but I feel like it like leads to something else.
Oh, that just gave me fucking goosebumps reading these comments, because the fucking comments look like normal fucking like teenagers who are memeing. Like the one dude has a picture of Kim Jong-un and his name is XXX Ryan Plays Roblox XXXX.
Right? I feel like he could be from the subreddit and Dunn could be like the fucking like code word or some shit.
Potentially.
That's very strange.
One digital,
because like, they're trying to crack this shit, and like I don't know like how they're stumbling across, like how they're connecting these specific videos to
someone,
each other. Let me look at this channel.
Someone left a comment. Oh, it's a person who said exposed.
Oh, holy shit! The stuff on this channel is fucking weird. It's giving me chills looking at it. It's like fucking. Yeah. It's like a still frame. Like it's just security footage and like a fucking like 8 second long security footage of like a random room with like a Hello Kitty thing.
I genuinely have chills looking at this fucking.
Jesus Christ, this is like
weird.
Making me so uncomfortable. There's a kid fucking just footage of a kid sleeping.
So if I may elaborate on stuff like this. So I used to be a volunteer with the Child Abuse Prevention Center. So I would work as essentially a big brother for the kids that would show up to the center. But I also picked up a lot of jargon and talked a lot with the detectives who worked in the sexual abuse and like violence division and all that. And I actually was able to talk to a detective one time about what it's like and how these things like happen. And people like who, if you're trying to discover like, oh, is there a pedophile ring? Is there something like strange going on here? This is the stuff they do where they're not going to like put it out in the open. This is kind of a little more open, which is why I'm a little shocked. You really wouldn't see it on like a clear web website like YouTube anymore. A lot of places like this go to like the actual like deep web. You're not gonna see it publicly, but they don't talk about it in like open ways. They're not gonna say, yeah, I'm trafficking kids.
The best way to hide is in plain sight, and if you're on like the literally the biggest website out there, except for like Google's bigger, but like, you know, Google's
yeah,
like a search
it's like a subsidiary.
But yeah, it's
like,
your homepage.
It's like fucking with stuff like this. I feel like they're putting it on YouTube to like lead people to like subtly lead people to like a fucking like way where they would be in one of those more hidden channels, and like they're trying to turn a profit off that shit.
It could be a way to get them to the dark web.
Yeah, I don't
know.
God.
But
this shit is just genuinely fucking like scary to me. I don't know.
No, it's scary to think this shit exists. Like when I first heard about ElsaGate for the first time, I was so fucking like, I was like, really? That seems really far fetched.
I didn't think it was like an actual child.
Like, Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's plausible, but like,
but then the shit starts popping up and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of these strange videos with like Chinese girls, and it doesn't look racy, but then like halfway into the video it switches to something else. And I actually think I might have stumbled across something like this way earlier. There's a channel called Some Ordinary Gamers, and he'll like look at YouTube videos, and he just came across a playlist that most of it was like kids content, but then all of a sudden the kids content would switch to stuff that's basically what the subreddit is.
Oh, like, yeah. Some Ordinary Gamers. I've seen some of his shit. Like, he does like deep web fucking searches.
He has actually a really good series on the deep web stuff, but yeah, no, definitely this is super weird, and it's gonna be a huge issue for YouTube in the short coming of time. So, you know, I guess this is us informing you that it's out there. I mean, I'm going to cover it, and I'm going to be contacting other people that I know do stuff like
you
this.
You should link your video to Trusted Flagger.
Yeah, I will.
He'll give it to YouTube higher ups.
I might do something on this, like, not to like steal thunder from you, Diesel, but just like for the sake of getting the word out there.
No, it's no problem. I don't care. I'm not doing it. Like, I mean, obviously, like, this is something that,
like, this is more serious than like just getting, like, we want this to get as much attention as possible, because like if there is something there, something has to be done about it.
Well, yeah. I personally want the right attention on it.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
fucking,
like, I know for a fact, like, the mainstream media will just take this and be like, look,
they'll
YouTube,
just like, oh,
bad.
YouTube's done nothing, but like, it's like they have to,
even
know
though they
that
literally, like, even though they like they'd have to have people like legitimately like just spending hours looking this shit up to find
it. Like, they have to know it exists before they can do anything about it.
I think YouTube, and, like, actually already has employees to find stuff like this, or
they
like,
I'm almost certain they exist. Do like I'm almost certain they like they do, especially after all like the numerous controversies they've had surrounding this shit, a lot of which they can't control, or not directly. Well, they can't directly control it, just it's hard to in like such a massive capacity that it would require with all the content that gets uploaded.
Yeah, I think we've said our piece on that, because like we really can't add anything else.
Yeah, there's nothing really to add, rather than just like telling you it's there.
It's weird.
Telling you it's there. I don't know. Like, keep an eye out.
If you can do something about it, do your part. Make sure that creators, you know, that cover stuff like this are aware of it. Get the word out. Let's fix this. Obviously, YouTube doesn't know what's going on. You know, and it's not their
fault.
Yeah,
like if they knew about it, like they would probably be on that shit really fast, because they don't want another fucking issue.
Yeah. All right. So let's hit a hard segue on that and go back to Turk talking about a journalist.
Hey,
like that Mr. Beast article.
PewDiePie.
Boy. Okay. So of course, YouTuber hit pieces are really popular. PewDiePie covered this in his titular series with Gloria Bojar, Pew News, where essentially. There is this article from Motherboard that says PewDiePie is teaching his audience that women are asking for it, right? Which is about the feud between him and Alinity, which takes completely out of context the things that Felix said and words them in a way that he is somehow putting women down.
Yeah. Also, I was talking to somebody about this. I think it was Henry. I was talking to somebody about this, and basically we were talking about like slander and articles and things like that. And we talked about like the Mr. Beast one versus the PewDiePie one that's linked. So the Mr. Beast one, it's like he wouldn't be able to like prove that it's like a slander per se, because all they said was homophobic comments. That's it. They didn't call him a homophobe, right? But it's implied. But it's not clearly stated. But with the PewDiePie one, it clearly states that PewDiePie is quote-unquote teaching his audience that women are asking for it, which is a huge fucking statement to make. Like, that is a big statement, unless he explicitly says, like, hey, this is how, like, women are asking for it, okay? Like, that is, like, nah, he didn't say that. He didn't say anything like that. So, like, this one's immensely more fucked.
You see his fucking tweet? He's like, the only ones asking for it is Vice for a slander lawsuit.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that, because, I mean, like, you guys saw the stuff with Elon Musk where it was, like, the media.
Yeah, like, those tweets confused me, because, like, so he, first off, he claimed that it was, like, a joke at one point, but, like, he owns the company, but, like, how do you pronounce it? Like, is it Pravda?
Pravda, I think.
Pravda? Pravda, that's, like, that was a communist newspaper, so, like.
What?
Yeah, like, look it up.
He gets names from, like, the fucking, like, Russian sphere of YouTube, like Tesla and shit.
Yeah, here, I'll send a picture in chat. It was a Russian newspaper. Or it was not Russian. communist newspaper. Because, like,
that was a long time ago.
He said it was a joke, but, like, he said the joke was obvious.
So, I mean, like, if he was saying that he would make, like, a media, like, fact check, like, website, essentially, like, Snopes, to keep media, like, oh, this is their credibility rating.
Yeah.
Which I think would be a really great thing.
I would love that.
Like,
honestly,
is being outed by the media. Like,
no, you know
I
what's
trust
funny?
Him to be accurate.
You know what was really funny about that is I saw journalists responding to those tweets, being like, "Hey, don't do this. The media exists to, you know, keep big corporations in check." And I'm like, "Who's keeping you in check then?" That statement only makes it more of a reason to have this thing exist. Like,
most
that statement
of the media
doesn't
are,
help you.
It's like most of the media are mainstream corporations. Like
no, they said they said big corporations, but yeah, most of them are big corporations still.
Yeah,
so
like
it's like
Fox, like they're fucking mega conglomerates. It's fucking
yeah.
ridiculous.
So it's like we keep them in check. It's like, then who keeps you in check? You know,
like some of you are like part of big corporations. Like, are you keeping yourselves in check? Doubtful.
Yeah. Like, with articles about PewDiePie like that, no, they're not. So, I really hope Elon goes through with that.
In politics, journalism is considered the grassroots fourth division of government. And it's clear that they need to be kept with some checks and balances. Because, quite honestly, that's the only part of government that has no formal checks and balances in
they
place.
They do. Like, it's hard to say, like, oh, yeah, journalists need to be, you know, restricted to some extent. Because it's like, you know, that you're treading on free speech laws. But people are publishing work, and people trust these sources, and they're putting out things that could damage someone's reputation. Like the Morgan Freeman shit, for example. Like, people hopped on that instantly, right? But then Morgan Freeman made a statement saying, like, yeah, this shit was all bullshit, basically. I was joking, you know? I was joking around. You know, I agree. I shouldn't have said these things. Like, they were jokes, though. It was like, I never assaulted somebody or raped anybody. It was like, no, that never happened. Completely false. And then it's just like, well, you just went ahead and slandered Morgan Freeman's name and got two headlines out of it because he responded. So I heard California was proposing something to make them legally required to do checks to make sure they're factually correct.
Well, I don't really trust the Californian government to do that.
It was proposed. I can't remember. Maybe it wasn't California. It was a state.
I would prefer if the private sector regulates how accurate a journalist is, because they, like, their only, like, their site, if this site exists, their credibility is based off of how accurately they can figure out the credibility of a news source, instead of a government feeling that, oh, I don't really like what this journalist is saying, so let's ruin their credibility score, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I feel like the same thing could happen, like, with fucking, like, if, say, like, somebody made, like, an article about Jake Paul, right? Jake Paul is a rabid fan base. If, like Jake Paul's millions of little kids downvoted that stuff to shit, a journalist, like, fucking credibility rating could tank the shit just because they're afraid of the backlash that they could get for something that, like, might actually be justified. So there's a lot of ins and outs you have to consider, because it's a two-way street.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could also be like, well, kids don't really know about, like, they're not going to really care. Like, they're not going to know about the credibility rating, you know? So it's like,
you say that, but then you have people that are like, will vehemently go after anybody who, like, attacks, like, and obviously, like, in the right, he's in the right in the situation. Like, PewDiePie, like, is in the right, like, in the situation against Linity, but you have people, like, that are fans of his that go after Linity, like, rabidly. And I'm not saying that doesn't come out with some precedent. But, like, if that was someone like Jake Paul, or whatever he's got an article made on him for is probably, like, valid, like, people, like, might not want to make that article anymore and call him out for that shit because, like, their credibility
could get tanked. That's true. I mean, there'd have to be lots of checks when you go on the site. Like, Leon's already, like, said, like, we'd have bot checking, for sure. In a tech sphere, I trust Leon, not Leon, Elon. I trust a tomato to do everything technical. I trust Elon to be able to, you know, make a website that's nearly foolproof. Of course it won't be, because it's like, it's just code. You know, you can always work around code, but at least you can try, you know? But, like, yeah, there needs to be some kind of restriction, in my opinion, because it's getting really bad. Like, it's getting really fucking bad. Because each time it happens, they realize more and more what kind of power they actually have. Because it's like, they don't have any repercussions for it. All they have is growth from it, right? Because it's like, they make the article, they get ads on the article, they make more money because it's an outrageous article, and people click it and give them money. So it's, like, there's no disincentive for them not making...
I think the only disincentive to making articles like this is, hello, Quiet, what the hell are you doing?
My bad. This is fucking had an alarm.
Anyway, the disincentive to not making articles like this is if you piss someone off, and then that person will go and they dig through your history and find stuff out. Like, I was just scrolling through Twitter, and there was a game journalist who, like, he was talking about how sexual violence against women is bad, and like he was calling like,
oh, I think I saw
I forget who it was, like a sexist, but then someone responded with, you are literally a sex offender, and they pulled up his sex offender like file. So like the mainstream media has had their credibility absolutely tarnished, and the only people that have been doing it is themselves. Crazy how the people who are so vehemently against things like sexism or racism all turn out to be like the worst versions of like what they claim to hate.
Well, yeah, because it's like their logic is, it's like, oh, if I act like I hate the sexist, even though I'm a sex offender, they won't suspect a thing, you know? Even though at this point, it's like the male feminist thing. It's like at this point, if you're male feminist and you're like, I identify as a male feminist on YouTube. By the way, let me clarify. I'm not saying if you believe in equal rights for men and women. I'm saying like you're on Twitter, YouTube, being like, I'm a male feminist, listen to me, that type of thing. Most of them are just creeps, at least from what I've seen. So,
or they're Steve Shives.
Yeah.
Oh, leader man. Of screen junkies.
I bet you anything, if any of you go to Twitter right now and type in Steve Shives, you are blocked by him. if you follow any of us, you're blocked
by him. Actually, yeah, if you follow us, you're probably in the blockchain.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Steve...
Blockchain.
Shut
it's
up.
A different kind of blockchain.
I hate people who like go on about how like politically and morally correct they are, but like they're like Steve Shives and just block everybody who disagrees. It's like, my opinion is above yours.
No, I find it hilarious how hypocritical those people are, because Arthur Chu, who I don't know, he won like Jeopardy one time, and I think he's like a writer for Ars Technica. But he was talking about how Total Biscuit was a bad person, a bad man, and like you should be allowed to like protest his funeral. But then like it sounded like, when I die, you're allowed to have a riot at my funeral. And people were like, wait, is Arthur like encouraging that he get like a riot at his funeral when he dies?
What the hell?
It was
hell?
Just really funny. No, Arthur Chu is a complete fucking loser.
Sounds like it.
He is the kind of guy who would like somehow be informed of me calling him a complete fucking loser and then like bitch about me behind the block on Twitter. That's how bad he is.
Actually, you know what I just thought about? Like, the whole mainstream media argument is like the same Twitter argument we had a couple podcasts ago, where we talked about like, should Twitter, you know, for example, be legally required to uphold free speech laws because it's such a mainstream platform. Like, that brings me back to it. So like, I think within the next 10 years, we're gonna have some kind of movement that pushes for like social media like Twitter and YouTube and things like that to hold free speech laws, because like they're private businesses, I understand that, but at the same time, they are also the main source of communication, you know, pretty much everywhere. So it's like, it makes sense, you know, because it's like no one nowadays is gonna go in public and just stand in a box screaming in the town about like their beliefs, you know. They're gonna post it on Twitter. So I think it's gonna be interesting the next 10 years or so.
This is definitely a derail from the PewDiePie thing, but just like, this article takes what he says and is like saying that he like is wishing for someone out, like wishing for something else, and they're completely avoiding, like, they never address the copy strike. Copy strike has become such a meme. My entire comments are just flooded with copy strike this,
because
copy
it's
strike
fucking that. Hilarious. She's just sitting in her chair like, can we copy strike PewDiePie? Like, you know, smacking her fucking spaghetti. Like,
you know,
fucking
but
hilarious.
Like, this article is saying that these Twitch streamers who are breaking terms of service on Twitch, which is completely out for this article to see, for this writer to see, they're saying that it is okay for them to do that, when that already breaks Twitch's terms of service already, you know? And they don't ever take that argument into account. They don't take that video into account. They don't take any of the things that Alinity did in the past into account. They don't take her saying the N-word on stream. However, they will use things like PewDiePie's controversy, where he said things like the N-word for his, like, issues. And that makes no sense. That's such a double standard. You know, and they're arguing about the double standard of, like, women being called whores, right, when they dress like this, but when men do it, it's not, like sexual in nature.
Wait, and I have a question. Like, is it okay to call a man a whore?
Yes.
You're a whore.
Thank you.
Damn. He went in, bro. Okay, he
continue.
Went in.
But they're just like, they're completely ignoring everything Alinity did for what? The sake of defending her because she's a woman? I don't think she gets any more defense for that.
No, she doesn't, but it's like the victim card. It's like she's painting a picture here, and Alinity's the victim, and PewDiePie's the big bad man. And why bring up, like, why would you add things to the argument that would only, you know, defuel your argument? You know, it's like, oh yeah, Alinity's the victim, PewDiePie's big bad man. Ignore everything Alinity has said and done that makes her, you know, the same in the situation. Just ignore all of that. PewDiePie's bad. So
yeah, that's where you can start poking holes. That's why it's like better to be preemptive and like you introduce those potential like counters like in your own argument and then you refute them there.
Yeah, but like why would you refute
them?
You can't
just straw man when you do that, which they probably would straw man to be fair.
Like
if they tried to do that.
All the 80-year-old and shit are probably reading this article like that. Poor woman Alinity. You know? So
I also find it really funny how they're like saying that these women using their bodies on stream is kind of like, again, that like feministic movement. But if a game has like titties in it, one, first of all, that game's not allowed to be on Twitch. Second of all, that game is sexist.
Yeah, I've heard like really mixed arguments about like the whole like, oh, is revealing yourself for, you know, attention and things like that feminist movement, or is that against the feminist movement? I've heard feminists say it's not feminist, part of the feminist movement. I've also heard non-feminists say or feminists say it's feminist. So it's like, I don't get it. Like,
it's,
what is it?
People can't agree. Like, is it stopping people from being able to see it? So like to fight against the sexualization of women, or is it like the ultimate freedom and choice? I don't know. That's like, that's the dilemma.
Well, I mean,
there.
Obviously, if we're going to go for ultimate freedom, it's in choice. Like,
that's where I stand, but then again, I'm not
a woman. It's like okay, freedom equals choice. Therefore, having the choice to do what you want is freedom.
or is freedom freedom from choice?
No.
That's from a movie. I forgot where that was from.
Man, Diesel. I bet you sounded real smart using it.
Yeah, but yeah, this whole situation in PewDiePie and shit is really, really dumb. Like Alinity's obviously in the wrong, all right? Like,
Alinity's done. She's clearly done. Why? First of all, guys, no reason to harass her and call her a thought. Look, I know you don't like what she does, but nobody needs that.
Yeah, like, you can give, like, opinions on her being like, you know, I think certain things about it. Like, you just do that, right? But don't just go, like, tweeting at her thought, because it's like, why? Like, what does that get you? It just
then
harasses
you're proving
her.
Motherboard's point.
Yeah, it's just harassing at that point. You know, it's like, I might have opinions on someone, like, sure, maybe I do think she's a thought, but I'm not going to go tweet it at her. You know? Like, if you do think she's a thought, don't go tweet it at her. Just let her be.
Verbalize and address your opinions and say why you think a certain thing instead of just insulting someone. Because if you're better at constructing those arguments now, you know, especially if you're like a teenager, because I know a lot of my audience is, when you're older, that's going to pay off. Okay, because you'll be better at arguing your ideas with your peers. And that's going to be really important, especially if you want to be successful in whatever you do, regardless of what it is. So,
or,
you know, practice now on the internet.
Or you could tweet at her saying, I think you're a thought because, and give like a valid
there
reason. Just give a valid reason. Don't just straight up say it.
I mean, my personal feeling is if you got boobies and you want to show your boobies on stream, fine, go ahead. Just don't say that you are standing up for women's rights by jiggling your titties in front of the camera.
Yes. Because
there are actual women who are fighting like terrorists overseas that are fighting for women's rights. Okay?
Yeah. Like, it's your choice, but just don't try to make it something better than it actually is.
Anyway, motherboard, you're stupid. I should have never worked with you journalists in the past to do a fucking story.
You work with them before?
I fucking gave them tons of information on Lion Maker back in the day.
Well, Diesel, we gotta kick you from this podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we don't work with the mainstream media.
I mean, now I don't.
Next episode, you will be replaced with, who can we replace him with?
Scrubby.
We can replace him with, let's see, maybe Kappa?
Yeah, I like
wow.
Kappa.
Wow.
No, we get Mac.
I'd be so pissed. Kappa.
We can replace him with Mech.
Mech! there's the obligatory Mech mention.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, so moving on from that to something kind of unrelated. So we have our music wrecked again.
Two more topics.
No, you don't. Fuck you. Eat my ass. Right. Eat my ass.
We'll do your music wrecks first, and then we'll go into how much fiber is too much fiber, and the gym's weird, all right?
I've never been to a gym in, like, a couple years, because, no, I've never been to a gym.
That's something I'd say, but I've actually been in a gym before.
My wrecks for this week were... IDK, Dog Love Kitty with Mother Mary Gold, SZA, Love Galore featuring Travis Scott, and Aminé Campfire featuring Injury Reserve.
And my recs were Watsky, Don't Be Nice, Nefex, Rumors, and Wax, Rosanna.
Link to all of those down in the description, and I'm not going to say next episode, but a episode from now, we will talk about them, and if we enjoyed them or not.
There we go.
Okay, back up to how much fiber is too much fiber. So you know when you're taking a shit and doesn't come out? You don't have enough fiber. Okay, oh Diesel, this is your topic.
Okay, so Brandon and I, before the cast, were having a very heated discussion about like how fiber works in your body, and Brandon one is wrong because he thinks it makes you like have big poops, but that's not.
Well,
how that
no,
works.
I thought it was funny because you're like. You're like, my shits are the size of horse shits, and I'm like, you're having too much fiber.
I thought we weren't going to bring up this.
Oh, I thought you didn't want to bring up the other thing.
Well, this is fine. Okay, you know what? Anyway, I was telling Brandon how I needed to figure out how to, like, fix my bowel movements because it was just, like, too much for me, you know, man?
I mean, they needed context for the fucking discussion we were having. Like, what else were we going to say? Like,
they were talking about
actual horse shits? Like,
No. And so I went out. And I bought a bunch of Fiber One stuff, and I can say that my bowel movements have improved. However, there is one time that I had too much fiber, and there are these protein bars that have fiber like built into them. And one time I ate like 300, 400 times the daily amount of like fiber you should consume. So first of all, you'll know you'll have too much fiber when you have intense stomach cramps. I don't know what being at a period feels like, but I think that might be it. And then I shat my brains out beyond belief. I had never in my life had I been overcome with such a raging river in my entire life.
A waterfall? So
a waterfall. It was Niagara up in that.
Jilly toilet. Juice up in here?
It was Jilly Juice up in here. It was absolutely awful.
But what happens if you don't have enough fiber? Do you just not poop?
You get really constipated, and like sometimes you gotta push really hard, and then obviously you can tear the lining of your asshole, which is awful.
Who the fuck designed the human body? This is so shit.
Yeah, dude, I think about this all the time. I'm like, our brains are great, but like our bodies are like super obsolete. Like,
it's like, who the fuck made this shit?
Yeah, it's like we're like compared to other animals, we're not even that strong, you know. Like
I think we like have endurance or something stupid.
Yeah, we have endurance. The whole concept is it's like cheetahs can sprint really fast, but we can like outrun them or something like that.
We can go for a long time. Like
apparently
a long
that's what we're supposed
time.
To do. Yeah.
Not that it's fun to do it, but we're able to.
Yeah, I'm just saying, as a human, we should be immune to all diseases and you know,
how is sickness even a thing? Just don't get sick, bro.
Yeah, just don't get sick, bro. Like, why do we get sick?
You need to drink Jilly Juice.
Jilly Juice will make you ascend to a higher plane.
It's one way to get thyroid cancer.
Do you think Jilly Juice causes cancer?
Probably. Like, it'll probably create fucking issues in your thyroids because sodium.
It does give you strokes.
Yeah, like, it probably contributes to your chances of getting cancer, I'm sure about that.
The people who don't know what we're talking about, did we talk about Jilly Juice on the podcast before? I think we did.
We talked about it on a different episode, like the one that's coming out after this one.
Really?
Wait, did
no.
Wait, did
no,
we?
It was like last episode. One. Dude, fucking okay, so, recording recording 9 after 10 is really weird. So, episode 10 has salt on it for everyone who was asking. There you go.
There you go.
Be happy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have salt.
It has pepper on it. I'm sorry. But we were talking about jelly juice. Okay, so for the context, right, there was this crazy lady in Dr. Phil. Her name was Jilly, correct?
Yes, Jill. Yeah. Jillian.
And then she sold this juice called Jilly Juice. And basically, Jilly Juice was a combination of cabbage and salt and water. That's literally it. And she instructed you to drink a gallon of it a day, which was up to seven times the max amount of sodium you're supposed to have in a day. So basically, it would kill you if you drank enough of it. And people
sodium poisoning, essentially.
Yeah, people actually had strokes from this because they drank too much. And Jilly refuses to take responsibility of, it's not my juice, you're doing it wrong. So, I don't know how she's not dead.
I don't think she's drinking it.
No, dude, she's a lunatic. She's a loony.
She's definitely drinking her own juice.
Yeah, she'd like, give it to her kid.
How could you not?
I was watching the Dr. Phil clips about that, and like the people who said it was working for them and they were giving it to their kids, I'm like, shit, that sounds like something like CPS should be involved with.
No, for sure. Like giving your kid like I don't know how much, like probably like how much do you think they give a kid? Like even a
too
cup
much?
Of that, even that a cup of that shit a day is too much sodium. Too much. And don't they want that to like substitute your entire diet?
Yes.
So yeah, exactly. No, that's awful. Giving it to a kid's fucking awful. Okay,
no
so
mas.
If it had fiber, it'd be okay. But it doesn't.
Debate. Isn't cabbage is very fibrous?
It's a joke. Because we were talking about fiber.
I am just saying, Brandon.
Okay, so how much fiber is too much fiber? Too much fiber is the point where your butt goes open more than it should.
When you have an anal prolapse, that's when you have too much fiber.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what causes an anal prolapse.
If there's blood in your toilet, if there's blood in the toilet after you take a shit, there's a problem.
Yes.
Okay, next up in the FPS Diesel topic list, we have the gym is weird.
Okay, so neither of you exercise because you're filthy heathens.
I'm literally a piece of cloth. What do you want from me, Diesel?
You're not Chads like me.
I'm not a Chad when I exercise. I go out.
Yeah, but you can't float, pussy.
I mean, I can float.
That was the most childish pussy I've ever heard from you.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Pussy.
You can't float, pussy.
It's all I got. Okay, it's all I got.
But, yes, so I go to the gym frequently. And I don't know if you... Okay, Brandon, you set foot in the gym, right?
Yes. I have. All right,
have you
Diesel.
Been in the gym
I have, Diesel. You insulting
no
shit.
No feet to set for me.
Have you been in a gym locker room before?
Have you hovered over a gym?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So have you hovered and or walked into a gym locker room?
Yes.
Okay. It's you know all the old men that hang out in a gym locker room? That is like the worst thing in the world.
And forget to don't even deign to put their fucking towels around their waist.
No, they're just like, it's like at a certain age, you just get so comfortable with having your cock and balls out that you're just walking around the locker room just like stretching on the bench. Letting like your balls dangle there, like your niblets.
Can we please move on? Can we go on?
No, he hasn't hit the punchline yet.
Don't care. I'm done. I don't care.
So even worse, old dudes do this thing where they get dressed, but they make sure to put on their fucking underwear and pants last. So there's tons of old dudes in the gym.
Wait, so they'll put on a shirt and socks before their boxers.
Yes.
What the fuck?
And this is called shirt cocking, right? This has been coined by bro science, so it's accurate. It's science. It's called shirt cocking. Shirt cocking is when your cock like sticks out of the bottom of your shirt. You can just see the tip, and like it is rapishly creepy. No one wants to see that.
So I still think we should have just skipped this topic.
I would have loved to call this episode a shirt cocking, but we'd probably get demonetized for the image.
for the image.
Just picture like a stock photo of an old guy, but then like you see him not wearing pants. That's what it is.
Somebody commented on the last podcast. They're like, oh, I love this podcast, but we want one thing. And it was like, read more visuals. And I just responded saying never on the account.
This is the exact reason you don't need visuals. I've also seen dudes in the gym, like, work out straight up in underwear. That's really weird. Like, don't do that, please, for the love of God. But there's lots of weird shit that you see if you go a lot. There's also the thirsty-ass dudes who will stare at a chick in yoga pants and basically undress her with their eyes. Don't do that. That's gross.
Okay, Diesel, are you done talking about the gym? Because I want to talk about a very important topic. Quite, take it away.
Wow. How do you pronounce rural?
The hell?
Not like that.
Now I think I'm going to fuck it up if I say it.
So rural. The reason I asked this is because in the last song that I, recommended, part of the music video is, like, they just, like, argue over how you pronounce rural. And I need your guys' opinion.
Rural.
Rural.
It's like rural, but with, like, an A. It's like...
No, it's rural.
God damn it, this is a hard word. Text to speech, here I come.
Earl.
One at a time.
Now you're just saying Earl.
I know. I'm saying Earl, because it's funny. Earl.
Here's the question. Is it GIF or GIF?
It's literally GIF.
It's GIF. Oh my god, shut up.
It's literally GIF. I hate people who think it's GIF.
I hate people who think it's GIF, you fucking idiot.
It's GIF. The creator said it's GIF.
You got lobotomized at age 6, I'm convinced, Brandon.
Oh my god.
It's GIF. No, it's not. It's GIF. Shut up.
How about this hot take? It's Jife.
Okay, Diesel, you've been kicked the second time for the podcast.
Brandon, let's team up and find a replacement for Diesel. I think that's a good idea.
I like just sowing the seeds of discord, okay?
Nah, mate, I think you're just sowing the end of your own career.
It is literally GIF.
It's GIF. Shut up.
It's GIF.
It's a GIF.
Okay, I want everyone in the comments to put if it's GIF or GIF in the comments. So,
how are they supposed to distinguish that?
But just say it, just like...
Wait, do we have the community tab on GIF? Wait, do we have the community tab on Loudmass yet?
No. We should, but we don't.
When we get it, that's the first poll we're doing.
No, okay. Regardless of whether it's GIF or GIF, spell it G-I-F so that way we can't tell.
Yes!
It's GIF.
Rural.
It's... Earl.
Rural.
Earl.
It's rural.
It's pronounced rural. Earl.
It's pronounced Patrick Ewing.
Earl.
Rural.
It's pronounced rural.
Earl.
Rural.
Earl.
Y'all don't know how to speak English.
Earl.
Rural.
Earl.
Rural.
Okay. I'm on a podcast with two morons.
Hey, don't make us exile you, all right? We're giving you your third chance here.
Rural.
Sure, cocking.
All right, he's fucking out. He's done.
Three strikes you out.
And on to more important matters. So over the past few days, there have been rumors that Nicki Minaj is dating Eminem. What? Because someone asked in the comment section. We care about this so much. I just thought it was fucking hilarious because it's so stupid. But like fucking like some dude asked in her Instagram comments. He's like, "Are you dating Eminem?" And she's like, "Yes."
Well,
what?
Well,
there you go. This story's been solved.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Donald Glover and Childish Gambino, are they the same person?
I saw this Twitter moment and I lost my fucking mind.
Why?
Is this supposed to bring up some
the same person?
Is this supposed to bring up some deeper philosophical question, or is it like literally like, are they the same person? Like, is that the? I'm confused.
I was intending for this to be a meme segment, but
oh well. Then no, they're not the same person.
Yeah, I mean clearly.
Childish Gambino is Donald Glover's lost brother. They were separate at birth. Childish Gambino lives in an island in the middle of nowhere, so he has no idea who Donald Glover is.
Lando Calrissian, who's he?
Well, he's played by Donald Glover. What are you talking about?
Oh, so then I thought he was played by Childish Gambino.
No. Childish Gambino is on an island.
He's a musician.
The only thing he does on the island is make music because he's bored. And then people from the United States go to his island and take the music from him and then post it. And then Donald Glover plays Childish Gambino.
Who's the guy from Community?
I don't know.
There's
a lot of guys from Community.
No, not Community fucking...
I know. I'm just fucking.
You're just
Donald
fucking.
Donald Glover is Lando. Has he played in any other movies?
Yeah.
Who's that guy from, I almost said Star Wars again.
Spider-Man? I don't know the character. He was
Aaron Davis in Spider-Man Homecoming. Who did you say he was?
I think it was Aaron Davis.
He was Aaron Davis in a Spider-Man Homecoming.
How the fuck did you know that?
Because he's in the movie?
Oh, Donald Glover or Childish Gambino? How do we determine who's who?
Glover.
Okay, no, this is who's who. Childish Gambino, right, is Donald Glover's long lost brother. He lives in an island. He's not allowed to leave, right? The record company goes and takes the music he makes on the island because he's bored, right? And then Donald Glover plays Childish Gambino in his music videos.
Lucky Childish Gambino gets a whole island. I'm stuck with a box.
Sorry, you gotta make music.
Your box is infinite.
I think that's a good spot to wrap up this episode. What do you guys think?
I mean, like, can we talk about shits more?
No, shut up.
I don't think I had enough fiber.
End the podcast.
Brandon,
right there.
Like, I like just looking at your profile picture while you say this stuff. Like, I can't keep a straight face. Like, I just see the fucking, like, the eyes of Satan staring back at me as you say, can we talk about poop more?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, you ruined it.
God, stop recording.
Thank you for watching this episode. What?
Oh, wait, we need to do the outro.
We need
right?
the outro so they know where to like and subscribe and follow on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Thank you for watching this episode of Loud Mouse. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube, and Twitter. Also follow us on Twitter. Am I doing the outro or are you doing the outro, Brandon?
You're doing the outro. Huh? I'm just butting in.
Fight.
Earl.
How? Rural.
Earl.
Okay, the podcast is over. Fuck off.